going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Stop punishing yourself with bland, chalky protein shakes and fuel your fitness with the best protein in the game at GNC. We've got the hottest brands and flavors that legit taste like cookies, your favorite cereal, indulgent desserts, and more. It's on at GNC.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Foie gras, pulled pork, bok choy, squid ink, dining with Doug and Karen.
Hey everybody, we're going to eat. Yeah, I just said it right away because there's no reason to wait because Karen Anderson isn't here. We're doing an episode of Dining with Doug and Karen without Karen Anderson. No Karen Kilgariff to fill in. It's just going to be me. And this is episode number 32, Katie? Katie Money, of course, is here.
I think so.
Suffering from an illness, but you still came down to breathe on our food. And but now she's coughing. We're coming to you once again from CineFamily in Los Angeles. It's Monday, November 4th, 20 and a baker's dozen. Stepping on the mic, up to the microphones, my friends. We just did a Benson movie interruption of The Lone Ranger. And joining me on that was Brendan Walsh. Hey, dude.
Hey, man. How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Can't wait to eat.
It's going to be some desserts from our chef is the CineFamily's latest pop-up restaurant. It's called The Sweet Science. And it's presented by Flaming Shoe, and it's going to be here throughout Exploratorium. Like, I don't even know what half of these words are that I'm saying or what I'm talking about. But it sounds like makes sense, right? And they're going to be here at CineFamily November 8th through 10th. Do you want to step up and speak on behalf of...
Sure. Hi, guys.
We know you, of course, from last time we were here, right?
Yeah, we're doing another pop-up here. It's an offset of Junk, which you guys reviewed last time, and this one is all about science. So we're doing the Exploratorium at the CineFamily, a lot of really cool, scientifically specific programming. We're going to have a science fair out back, and some of the stuff we're doing is flavor tripping, which we're going to have you guys try tonight.
You guys want to... Graham Elwood.
Hello.
Have you ever done flavor tripping, Graham?
No, what is it?
Well, flavor tripping. I did the other night. I saw the flaming lips, and I took mushrooms and ecstasy.
That's what he meant.
it's close. What this is there's this thing called a miracle berry. I'm going to freeze-dry it, and you put it on your tongue, and it tricks your taste buds into thinking that everything that's acidic or sour is actually really sweet. So you're going to be able to try beer that tastes like chocolate when it's just Guinness beer. Cheeses, potato chips, everything tastes a little bit different. And our chef has played with these flavors to create things that, when mixed together, create something very, very unique once you try the miracle fruit.
Is there any sort of like weird hangover effect or anything like that?
It's just a berry. I'm sucking on one right now.
How long does the tripping thing last?
Like about 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's all easy. Right. It's 5 to 10 minutes. But you'll be able to try a whole bunch of different
Greg
cool stuff.
Greg, have you ever flavor tripped?
I have not. Have we taken our flavor pill yet?
No, not yet.
We haven't done it yet, but I guess we're going to.
Let me go make sure with Gary, our chef, that everything's ready, and
yeah.
I'll be right back.
Please check with Chef Gary. I'm embarrassed I don't remember this guy's name. Huh?
Simon.
That's it, Simon.
Gary's going to put his flavor pill in our mouth.
Simon.
I think we're about to get roofied.
There's a... helicopter going overhead. Like, I feel like we're at like a big fancy premiere party or something out here on the patio. It's in a family. Yeah, they're gonna start doing more pop-up restaurants here, and this one is dessert stuff that is some sort of mouth mystery. So he's gonna bring
a dessert
us,
mouth mystery.
Yeah, he's gonna bring us some berries. And we're gonna try this thing. See what happens.
Really excited. Try it.
Neither of you guys have been on the Dining with Doug and Karen yet.
Nope. No.
Yeah, we got to get you on. I mean, Graham, of course, we have to do like a vegetarian installment. Yeah, these mics are actually pretty good. You don't have to. I was leaning into it because I'm stupid.
Well, it's just a natural instinct.
It's just a habit to get up on this mic.
You just want to get up on it.
And get on the ones and twos.
All right, he's coming back.
All right, guys, the chef is about to walk up with our first fruit plate. But these are the freeze-dried miracle berries.
Okay.
You grab they look one. Like pills.
They do. But they taste
very
nice.
Graham is going to be very suspicious of this.
You just suck on them, and they dissolve. They're like sweet tarts. You'll
you
see
just
that.
You just take one?
Yeah, just take one.
No, there's no side effects from this.
There's plenty of...
All it does is it just turns acidic flavors into sweet, and it's
I was at a party once in 1978, and someone said the same thing to me. And the next thing you know, I was out on the balcony. I had fashioned some wings out of the curtains and whatnot. It was kind of a bad team.
I'm not going to promise that's
was there a swimming pool
happen.
For you to jump into?
Yes.
Well, that's good. Safety first, Greg.
And we all sang Tiny Dancer. It was weird.
All right, so this isn't bad.
All right.
It's like a...
It's tart.
Altoid or something.
Kind of tart, right?
Children's Altoid. Hospital. I feel
but you suck on it, right? You can't chew on it.
Yeah. You just let it coat on your tongue, and it'll start affecting your taste buds. The actual pill will start to get sweeter.
This isn't permanent, right?
No, no, no.
No, he said it lasts about 5 or 10 minutes. And you wake up in the woods naked.
Yeah.
I eat cake in the morning, and I can't have that taste sour.
Do not ruin Greg's morning cake.
All right.
With this nonsense.
Well, we've got... I suggest you try a lime or a lemon, because those are... You guys expect them to be very sour.
Okay, I'm grabbing a lime.
Just bite
it's a lemon, actually.
I've got a lime.
Graham's got a lime. Do we have tequila, too?
That's an orange.
Orange isn't too bad.
So now we're supposed to...
Just bite normally. Into it.
Should I let my pill dissolve totally before I do it?
Yeah. Yes, that would
my pill's not completely done.
Mine's not completely done either.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, swirl it around to, like, coat your tongue really well.
This is, like, the time they tried to hypnotize me. It did not work.
It was on morning TV.
It's just embarrassing, yes. Like, when I bite into this thing, it tastes like a goddamn lemon. I'm going to hit the roof.
I'm going to take this.
Now, let me explain really quickly.
I feel lightheaded.
How does this apply as a pop-up restaurant? Like you get people to eat these and then you just sell them lime wedges?
No, this is just the first course. We have more complicated actual dishes. This is just to show
this
you.
This is the example of how radically it changes your taste buds.
Exactly.
Lime's dissolved.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead then. You go first.
All right, I have a lime.
Here it goes. It's in his stupid mouth.
It made it really sweet.
Tastes like lemonade, right?
Yeah. It is. It's like limeade. Like, it's a totally sweet beverage. I'm not puckering or anything.
Good. Mine's still not done.
Mine's almost done.
My little pill's still there.
All right. I'm going to go for it.
Strawberry. Because they taste like they've been kind of soaked in, like, cognac.
You got any schnozberries?
We do have schnozberries. They're baked in the strawberry schnozberry cake.
Oh, I can't
remember. It's kind of sweet. It's kind of tart still.
You're a failure.
Dead flavored.
My tongue sucks.
Yeah, the strawberries maybe. Are
no,
really
it's,
good.
It's sweet. It's like lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
The strawberries are great.
Right?
I'm with you, though. I can still taste a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's still acidic. Should I take another pill, maybe?
Yeah, try it.
Double down. I like it. Yeah, it's still pretty sour to me.
Hmm.
But
maybe your tongue's
definitely,
dumb.
Definitely different, though. It's definitely different. Yeah, I do have a dumb tongue.
Is this a strawberry here?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be identifying fruit
I think all
as
of,
the show goes on.
I think Johnny Depp's stunt double in Lone Ranger is called
Dumb Tongue Doug.
It just tastes like a strawberry, so...
I don't know.
Yeah, it'll still taste like strawberry. It'll taste like a sweet strawberry.
It does get this coated in powdered sugar.
It's a super strawberry. It's an improved strawberry. Strawberry of the future.
What are you eating now, Graham?
I'm eating an apple wedge, and it kind of tastes like
it's got...
Let's
see what happens there.
Oh my God, so, just the lamb chops.
I'm sorry, you had to hold that.
Tastes like human flesh. This
tastes like
great.
Foie gras. Would you like to try an apple? Or are you still
sucking
on
It's a green
yours?
Apple, and green apples are usually kind of charred.
Still sucking on the new one.
Sweet.
Sweet now that I had the crazy pill.
Okay.
I like it. I like taste tripping. Or food boning, or whatever it's called.
We're going to bring up some, I think, some Greek yogurt ice cream or sour cream ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's supposed to taste very, very sweet.
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait to taste that sour cream.
I know it's not vegan, but I'm going to eat it anyway.
There's some sort of...
what's going on next door?
Like a kind of open mic or a comedy show of some sort.
That's what it is?
They do on, I think, on Mondays.
Just
there.
Sounds like a series of pratfalls.
I think it's open mic at the hostel, so...
Oh,
oh yeah, it's a hostel and they have comedy.
And murder. Well, strawberries
yeah,
are amazing.
Yeah, it's just a taste, like, slightly tastier strawberry.
What should I try next? Try strawberry. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be real good.
Delicious.
He likes it.
The verdict's in.
Strawberries are delicious.
They retain their deliciousness.
What does it differ from how you
it does
feel?
Taste sweeter.
So I really see where you're going with this.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Who developed this or invented this crazy berry thing?
It's an actual, just a berry. It's a real berry. It just exists in nature. And it just does this to your tongue. This is just a freeze-dried version. So, like, if I had freeze-dried raspberries.
Who
yeah,
found
you wanna
it?
Try?
Yeah. I'm doing ecstasy.
Yeah, it's very pill-like.
Do you crunch it?
No.
You just suck on it.
Suck on it, swirl it around, finish it. Make sure you might need a second one.
Yeah.
And then try to eat something, and it should be sweeter. But in a good way, not an overwhelming
check on the ice cream.
Alcohol? What does it do in alcohol?
We're going to have some beer for you to taste that actually makes beer taste chocolatey.
I can't wait.
Chocolate
beer.
What about
whiskey? What does it do for whiskey?
Yeah, what's it going to do for whiskey?
I'll tell you in a second.
Tastes like
yeah,
caramel.
You'll find out.
It makes whiskey taste like whiskey.
Yeah, maybe some things it
oh,
doesn't
thanks.
Affect.
Maybe it's going to ruin the whole
I'm about to eat an orange.
It's never
going to
work.
Mmm.
Really?
Tastes like Sunny D.
Well, I'm going to try that.
It's good. This is a smart thing to take these delicious
fruits and I'm eating an orange now.
Processed products. They taste just like that.
It tastes like one of them gummy oranges.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It's super sugary.
I've always felt that fruit needed help.
Yeah, you might have.
Fruit on its own, weak.
Yeah.
Insubstantial.
That's crazy. I think my strawberries, I think the strawberries are my favorite.
I'm upset that it doesn't work this way for me. Something's wrong with me.
Your taste buds are too powerful.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, the lemon did taste really sweet, I have to admit. It tasted sweet like lemonade.
Oh, we've got some beer.
One of the four basic food groups.
Beer, strawberries, and weird pills.
You're covered.
So at the top of the food pyramid is a weird pill.
Yeah. If I'm in nature and I'm looking for these berries, where would you find them?
Here, Greg, you take that. I don't drink.
I should do more research. I have no idea where they're actually native from, but you can buy the plants and grow them anywhere, and they kind of look like red olives
what
or pink olives. Miracle fruit.
Who knew?
Surely.
That's
the Latin name.
Frutus miraculum.
Fruta miracula. Wow. So this is supposed to taste... What type of beer are we drinking here?
Guinness
beer.
We got
some Guinness, and everybody but Graham is going to have some.
Oh, it's gross.
And this will just taste like chocolate. It's supposed to.
And now it's will eat my flesh.
She doesn't like
it's supposed
but,
to.
It will drink my...
Oh, wow.
All right, cheers.
Cheers.
I can't do strawberries. Anymore.
Yeah, I can taste it.
It tastes chocolatey?
I still love Guinness.
Yeah,
Guinness
delicious.
Tastes just fine.
Crazy! Oh my!
Well, what are you tasting now?
Lemon?
Yeah.
So nuts.
Well, yeah, it is chocolatey.
Right?
Yeah. The foam, if the foamy part really brings out the chocolate.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to try a little bit of this hibiscus ale? See what that tastes like?
Right. Sure, if you got more glasses.
Oh, we do.
It tastes like hibiscus.
Only the finest plastic glasses
whiskey
for Johnny with Doug and Karen. Oh, is whiskey really crazy?
Mm-hmm. It smells like a disgusting cheap liqueur. And it was like...
Oh, yeah, it's like drinking perfume.
Right?
Yeah.
That's so weird.
But I'm not a big whiskey fan to begin with. What is this one?
It's hibiscus IPA.
Okay.
If anybody else wants to...
Go on, Brandon.
I'll give it a shot.
You seem to have cute taste buds.
It's really tasty. I guess these things just make everything...
Just really sweet.
It's really crazy.
It brings out the natural sugars. Everything that's been hiding, every glucose thing that's in any food gets brought to the surface, and everything that's sour or acidic gets suppressed.
Smoke them out.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, I've never had that beer before.
So a flash grenade.
That's what it tastes like. You never know.
They'll all come.
That's true. We should have had you taste some of this stuff before you tasted the berries.
I've tried. I brought the Latinate root for Greg.
Oh, yes.
What have you brought?
The Latinate root.
Of miracle
berry? You seem to want to know it. I don't know if I can say it.
Thank you.
Sinsepulum dulciferum.
Ah, yes.
Also known
as from Harry Potter.
That's a Harry Potter.
And located...
Luther Burbank and I worked on this for ages.
Commonly known as miracle fruit, miracle berry, miraculous berry, sweet berry, and in West Africa, where it comes from, Agbayon Tami Asa, or Ledidi.
Mm.
I'm enjoying what it did to the Guinness.
Yeah, it's good. The burps are sweet. I just did a burp and it was tasty as heck.
Yeah, try it if you want. There's a.
Then there's
you don't,
more. There's
you don't
more.
Chew on them though. You suck them.
Suck it.
Yeah.
Hadrian's like, don't you tell me how to eat a miracle berry.
You chew it up with your teeth, then it's not gonna. That's not gonna do anything.
Then it's just gonna coat your teeth with sweet.
Yeah.
Mystery
oh, my
juice.
Teeth love how sweet everything is.
Then you got a sweet tooth.
Makes my teeth so happy. Do we have something else?
Yeah,
you try?
Gary is about to bring it over.
This is pastrami. Now, it's going to taste a little different.
It's going to taste like a stringy fruit roll-up.
What's up with cigarettes?
So you guys are going to be here November 8th?
Yeah.
Through
the 10th?
8th through 10th, yeah, that's right.
Is the Exploratorium weekend, and we're having... Unfortunately, we weren't able to get it for tonight, but... If you guys come back on that weekend, we will have freeze-dried ice cream.
Oh.
Like homemade Dippin' Dots. And some of them will play off of the flavor tripping as well.
Dippin' Dots are the dessert of the future. Or the ice cream of the future. And Hadrian, the master of Cine Family, could you just step up and tell us what kind of movies people could see during the Exploratorium?
Sure.
And what that means?
Well, the Exploratorium was a museum in San Francisco that changed how museums were. Like every children's museum has been based on it. They had those interactive exhibits, like, you know, the photograph that would leave a colored shadow behind it. So the idea is that kids would have a
tactile dome. Where you actually crawl through a dark space. And each wall is a different... thing like carpeting or rope. It's really amazing.
Yeah, they're fantastic, but they also had a great film component. So they're bringing down a bunch of their films, and there's a 1974 doc that was made about them, super poetic and imaginative. We're going to actually have exhibits out here. We're going to create a mini exploratorium in the back patio. And the flavor tripping is basically like our own made-up exhibit with, like, you know, to teach you about how taste works. The idea is, can art be fun? And there's also going to be on Saturday, we're having a workshop where kids can actually make experimental film by, like, do what they call direct animation, like putting things on the film and scratching it and coloring it. And then at the end of the show, we'll show the kids film.
Awesome.
So, well, it's a really fun weekend. And the movies are amazing. It's all the best experimental films, but the ones that, you know, from children to grandparents, you can enjoy.
Cinefamily.org.
cinefamily.org.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Get your tickets.
The Exploratorium was an amazing place. Was it Robert Oppenheimer who started it, or is it his brother?
It's his brother Frank.
Frank Oppenheimer.
And I understand it has something to do with guilt.
And they're opening a new one.
Absolutely.
They're opening a new one. Just opened, I believe.
Yeah. The old one was in the Palace of Fine Arts. I used to go there all when I was a kid.
No, they've got a whole new facility that's going to be much larger and crazier.
Yeah, and it's been, but it's got a tactile dome in it, and it's apparently slightly more challenging than the last.
This one will assuage the guilt for predator drones.
There are, I heard there's a room where you really have to have helpers, you know, come in and tell you which direction to go. So I'm very excited about that.
Worth the sojourn to San Francisco for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're flying some of the guys down, and I even went and bought the Exploratorium Cookbook.
Nice.
Which was a book of how to make the exhibits that they would be, that you could send to other museums and stuff. But they called it the cookbook, and it's like each page is one of them, and you can like sort of study how to do it. Like the distorted room for forced perspective, or you know, one kid looks three times as big as the other kid to show how perspective works. They're fun.
Another cool thing in San Francisco is I'm going to be at the Punchline November 14th through the 16th.
That is cool. I'm going to be there in San Francisco at the Punchline December 28th to the 31st.
I'll be at the Nob Hill Masonic Temple on New Year's Eve.
Oh, you're doing that.
Tickets
again.
On sale November 8th.
Awesome. Then I guess we'll see each other afterward.
Yes, we will. What's next for our... thank you, Hadrian.
Thank you.
What's our next thing that we can try?
We have strawberry margarita with lime and chili sauce, and we have a virgin.
Oh, aren't you an
for
angel?
You. Here you guys go.
Thank you.
We're going to get you good and drunk and flavor tripping.
Speaking of virgin margaritas, I'm headlining the Improv in Hollywood November 16th at 10 o'clock. Go get your tickets at GrahamElwood.com. No, I think it made perfect sense.
So how do we do this?
Speaking of what?
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to bite the lime with the chili powder on it, and then I'm just going to take a swing.
Okay. I'll do what you do.
Yeah.
Mm. Chili
That's amazing.
Like cinnamon.
You like it?
I love it.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please.
It is pretty tasty.
Yep.
How much tequila is in there?
Enough.
Holy smokes.
But even the sharpness of the tequila is cut down by the miracle berry. It doesn't taste as sharp.
Yeah, what do you think it's going to do for the hangover on the other end?
Just take a Miracle Berry and the hangover won't... it'll taste sweet.
Oh, it'll be such a sweet hangover.
So when people...
Your vomit will taste like candy.
Yeah, you'll never stop.
That's true. The acid coming up is going to taste sweet.
So when people in West Africa drink margaritas, they taste very different to them.
Yeah.
Because of the miracle of the berry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure a Miracle Berry margarita would taste incredibly sweet.
Hmm.
All right.
Mm. That was delicious.
I love it.
All right, I think coming up next is the sour ice cream.
Brand. Sour ice cream, you guys.
But it won't taste sour, right?
No, it'll taste sweet.
Only our own bitterness as comedians will permeate the flavor.
Well said.
Of the ice cream. This is a dish of, I should have had that ice cream. Here's a dish of, how'd that guy get that ice cream? Here's a dish of, he's headlining, really?
Kind of tastes like, really, I guess Comedy Central give anybody a special.
Uh-huh. Here's a dish of, two deals, for real?
Two deals?
My Miracle Berry has changed my taste buds, but my outlook has remained as bitter as usual.
It's changed my taste in everything. I like Nickelback now.
Carlos Mencia's really got some good points that he makes.
Get home and watch The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. You're right. Everything does seem different. What used to be bitter and sour?
Everything's sweet.
It's great.
Boy, that Lone Ranger was a hoot.
It was great. It's great fun. It's just like a popcorn movie.
It popped right along.
Yeah. It's just quick pace.
Terrific.
You guys, don't listen to the naysayers. It is a spectacular thrill ride that will have your heart racing.
And the chemistry.
And your mouth laughing and your eyes crying.
Oh. And your seat will be all edges.
Yeah, everywhere you turn, it's an
edge. I think
edge.
It was just that how human it was.
It was very relatable.
Well, Johnny Depp and Armie Hammer, they just have that magic.
Oh, my
that,
God.
Like, spark.
Not since Newman and Redford.
Oh.
Not since Thelma and Louise, man.
No. It's interesting. They didn't really put those characters in so many predicaments that were solved with ridiculousness.
No, the constant...
Oh, I'm trapped up on this giant scaffolding. Oh, now I'm back down on the ground safely. Yeah.
All the bickering like a married couple was just hilarious.
Oh, magnificent.
Yeah, especially when one of the characters is trying to do broken English and only saying a few words in each sentence. Yeah. So you can't even really express himself
when
they're arguing.
When people are killed in movies... I don't think the camera dwells over their bodies enough for me in an action
well,
film.
Well, you're in luck.
I landed on my feet on this one because I got
every
to
massacre,
see,
they go back and show you.
I'm again, sure every
they send
person
in a Roomba camera
who grew
to
up
to scurry around and show you all the bodies.
There's a B crew for the corpses.
When you were a child watching this and now you're an adult, I'm sure you must have loved seeing the bad guy eat somebody's heart and rabid, crazy rabbits. I'm sure that was like, remember my youth?
I think having him get punched in the face with a pistol a bunch of times, then dragged through the desert epically, and then he's okay in the next scene.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to keep it moving.
Obviously fed and had a bath.
Temple of Doom is definitely more violent than Lone Ranger, but all it did, the PG-13, all it did was create a place where something can be that violent and still get a PG-13.
Right. Yep.
Because they just don't show a lot of blood. But it's like all these people are being gunned down, some in the back.
Yeah.
Right.
It is completely, it's not like an old-timey Western where a puff of smoke comes off. I mean, they really do have blood. They just don't have a lot of it.
A woman got hit in the head with a silver nugget and then was awakened the next second later.
Yeah, fine. No marks on her face.
No.
Full, fast pitch.
It's a fun move.
It's silver
really
nugget.
It's fun. Fun
movie.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. That's what I'd say.
Because also, lots of characters close to the main characters die, and then they still go back to wackiness like two scenes later.
Oh, so funny.
Lots of mugging.
Yeah.
I think when Armie Hammer's brother's wife and child are kidnapped, and he's still just like
bickering. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Wait, are we talking about Partners now?
Yeah, we're talking about Partners. Good film.
Prisoners.
By the way, the acting all around, terrific.
Yeah, solid.
How much do you think that movie made worldwide?
Made or cost?
Oh,
well, guess how much it cost?
$250 million.
$215 million.
You know, yeah, cost it costs a lot. Yeah, but
I don't think it made money.
Worldwide or here?
What's that?
It probably
worldwide
made money.
Or worldwide.
Oh, well, probably did all right worldwide. Probably did like $400 million.
Salamis.
No, it did $260 million.
Okay,
260.5 worldwide. Yeah. Only 89.3 domestic.
All right, we've got some delicious looking meats and cheeses.
Yeah,
and,
hi guys. I recommend the goat cheese.
Oh,
actually, tastes like
over here
like frosting.
Do you have anything that's the forks work?
I think the forks works. They're soft cheeses.
So,
I have a cracker.
After having the berry, the cheeses should taste.
Do we make them?
Should we re-up on the berries, or do you think the berries are still working?
There's only one way to find out. Get on like a tomato or some of the cheese.
Okay.
And get on it.
Yeah, I like that.
If it tastes
I like your
sugar,
attitude. Hey,
still going
find out with your mouth, fool.
Hey, you want to get some more berries?
Sure. Yeah.
That meat tastes extra meatier.
Yeah, I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a break in between all the sweet.
Okay.
Remind you, not everything in life is so sweet.
We just watched The Lone Ranger, so we're aware of that.
Good life lesson.
That was pretty heavy.
What did you try?
I tried that piece of meat right there. The, what is it, like provolone or
the
something?
The prosciutto?
Prosciutto.
Provolone.
Provolone meat. I knew it was a P-word.
Cheese, ham, whatever.
I want to try some of that cheese ham.
So what do you guys think of the cheese? The blue seems to me it's less pungent. It's still blue, but it's less pungent. And the goat, which normally is kind of tangy,
Tastes more like cream cheese, you know? Like Philadelphia cream cheese.
I really like what it does to the blue. Makes it really tasty.
How did the meat taste?
Well, I had a lot of chili powder on that last lime bite, so...
So what are these tomatoes? What's up with the tomatoes?
The tomatoes kind of taste like plums or like fruit to me.
What, are they, like vinegar on them?
Yep.
And Christmas becomes Kwanzaa.
Hmm. Right? Yeah. That does not taste like a vinegar-covered tomato.
No, no. Tastes fruity.
That's what this pill does?
Everything's kind of moved.
Okay.
And when the taste part of it dies down, you will trip really hard.
Mm. The UFC becomes wrestling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's this over here? Some like couscous or something?
Mm, I believe that's mustard.
Ooh. Oh.
I'm going on my second berry pill.
Do it.
Slow down, Graham.
Don't tell me how to live.
No reason to get crazy out here on the Cine Family patio.
I love
What's the date of your Le Femme Nikita thing, Greg, again?
Thank you for asking, Doug, again. November 11th, Armistice Day.
Okay.
And what a grand night it'll be of French cinema and laughter.
Yes. It's actually right on the heels of the Exploratorium.
It comes one day after the four-day fan fest that is the Exploratorium on film and in pop-up restaurant form.
Where are you working on the road after the 11th?
Well, that's an interesting question, Graham. I think you'll find I'm in Calgary, Canada, at the Laugh Stop, and then later, a week later, in Boston at Laughs.
Is there like a website I could go to that would have all of your information
If you wanted to find out where I was playing, what I would do is go to gregproofs.com.
Oh, right.
Or maybe my Tumblr page, if you're a Tumblr kind of person.
But like if you had a, let's say you had a, I don't know, a podcast, I could find out about that how?
Mm. If you want to download The Smartest Man in the World for free, you can go to my website. Or you can go to iTunes, where it'll be found in the lofty, airy, high perches.
Now, Graham doesn't have a podcast, but Brendan has. Brendan has one that he's very proud of.
It's called The Bone Zone.
Yeah.
You can see it on All Things Comedy, or iTunes, or Greg Proop's website.
I keep The Bone Zone close to me.
Yeah.
Graham has a wonderful podcast with Chris Mancini called Comedy Film Nerds.
And I'd like to hear about that sometime.
It's not available to the general public.
You got to be in the know.
We keep it hidden. We keep it hidden. Yeah, go to comedyfilmnerds.com. Greg Proops has been on it. Doug has been on it. We're going to have Brendan Walsh on it because we are also in the All Things Comedy Network.
I'm part of a family.
And we have a book out, Comedy Film Nerd Guide to Movies. It has 11 contributing writers, Greg Proops being one of them.
I wrote a chapter about film noir, of which I'm not an expert on. So I invite you to enjoy some of my mis-expertise.
You know more about it. You know more about it than you think you're good at. Doug wrote the foreword. It's good stuff.
It's kind of like a series of like Wikipedia entries.
Yeah, erroneous.
Comedians telling what they think, how they think film works.
Mm-hmm. Although I use a lot more descriptive phrases than Wikipedia.
Right.
Someone put on my Wikipedia page that I'm the one who let the dogs out.
You should get in trouble for that.
I'm sure that was Todd Glass.
You should be punished.
All right, my second pill's done. Now I'm going to go back.
Okay, get back in. Right. Get some cheese.
I want to know what that cracker tastes like. pH balanced.
This is all super tasty.
Oh, suck it.
So... I wasn't talking to you, first of all.
Now that goat cheese tastes really sweet.
Right? Really?
Yeah. It's like a...
like a frosting.
Almost, or like one of those flavored cream cheeses, you know, like the strawberry ones or something like that.
When you go over to the bagel broker...
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for knowing the
bagel broker.
Slather
anything on there. I got these pills.
That's the other thing these could do. These are like survival pills.
Yeah. If your wife's cooking sucks...
If it was the 50s, like where Brandon lives, and your wife's cooking sucks, say you're in Dutch with your mother-in-law.
Yeah. You're in the doghouse, and you got to sleep on the couch.
Say you've been sleeping on the couch for 2 weeks because you had to move back from the club.
The Moose Lodge.
I'm a member of the local 702.
Try one of the vinegar tomatoes.
All right.
Oh my God, the vinegar tomatoes taste like cotton candy.
They're very sweet.
Is it like a plum?
Just about. There's a little, I mean, the tomato's still there.
Well, to be sure. It's the name of my next album.
The tomato's still there, to be sure.
The tomato's still there, comma, San Francisco, comma, 1933. Oh, God. The movie started with a halting pause. Sorry, I didn't mean to go back to it, but it's unforgettable.
I don't know of a worse. I'm trying to think of a movie that just front to back is worse.
The John Carter
movie was kind of similar.
Yeah.
But that bad, though? Like, every scene horrible?
Well, John Carter, like, didn't even... Was there even attempts at comic relief? There's, like, that cute dog thing. But, like...
Just as far as, like, a movie being all over the place and no direction. I mean,
this was... The tone was so wildly different from scene to scene in this movie.
This movie was cruel.
And just also just that they could... There was so much made-up stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much, like... All right. Under the guise of Indian mysticism. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, it's all...
And they kept...
The thing with the crazy rabbits...
Unforgivable.
Yeah.
That's like, yeah. Is that just like a too many cooks in the kitchen thing? Like,
yeah. And also just an unbridled Johnny Depp, I think. I think it's just like, oh, just let Johnny go.
Disney was really banking on his Jack Sparrow physical comedy.
He'll just go. Johnny will be great. Like, you know that was said.
All right. More food. Flaming Hot Cheetos.
Go, Johnny, go.
All right. Now, if you want to... You guys maybe re-up on your berries. Right. You just took one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are what?
These are Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
And they taste sweet, little
hot.
You
charge people in a restaurant.
That was a joke.
God, you guys, everybody's just lugubrious. A sepulchral tone on this episode. Guy brings out a Cheeto and I can't make a fucking joke around here. What is this, Martha Stewart's Living?
It is as serious as that.
What am I, Jada De Laurentiis? Yeah, make a Cheeto.
So what happens to the tortilla chip, Graham?
It's all, everything, these are all very spicy chips and whatnot, but there's just, they taste a little sweeter. Like, somebody sprinkled, like, sugar over these spicy things.
I'm going to have a spicy jalapeno.
I'm a super spicy Cheeto.
All right, it tastes like kind of a regular Cheeto.
What's finally, somebody, chip? They're all out of regular Cheetos. I need my super spicy Cheetos toned down. Finally, somebody came to my rescue with this berry.
These kind of taste like Fruit Loops.
Yeah. What? I'm into that. Mm-hmm. Or Trix.
Right? Cereal chips. They're actually lime flavored.
I've 100 years.
Hmm. Try this
Do they
chip.
Still make Trix?
Try this chip. It tastes like Twix. Trix.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Pill dissolved.
After you get past the initial
that
saltiness.
That does taste like Trix.
Silly rabbit.
Like the little green ones. That one really does taste like Trix. Is it the salt?
Mm-hmm, the salt and the lime.
Oh, that's what it is.
And you just had a salt and vinegar. What's that one like?
More salt and vinegary. That one, it only was fruitier tasting, but it didn't have the sweet taste. Like the other potato chip tasted dead like breakfast cereal.
Mm-hmm. So I had a different one.
Yeah,
what was it?
This is the breakfast cereal one.
Oh, okay.
The salt vinegar one kind of still tastes like...
The salt tastes like sugar almost.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
On a vinegar thing.
Like a churro chip.
Yeah.
Like a vinegar
chip.
Right?
It's like Trix.
Right?
In case everybody was wondering, I just blew the lid off this practice case wide open. It tastes kind of like cereal.
So you think those would be good if we just poured milk on them?
You can't pour milk on it. You got to pour grapefruit juice on there.
No, you got to pour Guinness.
Chocolate milk and Trix.
Yeah.
Sold.
Oh, yeah.
Do they still sell Trix?
Mm-hmm. Number one breakfast cereal in the world.
Is it?
No.
It ought to be.
I was hoping you were going to read off like the top five. It goes Trix, right. Drac, Count Dracula.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Right, Booberry.
And then there's this weird one in Australia. I don't know why, but that's in the fourth spot.
Right, they still have Quisp there.
Yeah. Quisp was great.
Quisp was good.
Quake also.
Yeah, Quake mm-hmm. was awesome.
It was basically Captain Crunch.
Yeah.
You notice that there's never been a female cereal mascot?
Oh, I don't know if you remember Scoochios. Those were delicious.
Scoochios.
Titty Flakes.
There was a Princess Diana memorial cereal for a little
while. Those were good. Queen of Hearts. They were terrific.
All right. My tongue's burning up now.
Yeah.
Oh, because the thing wears off and then suddenly you ate all these hot things?
Yeah.
In the 60s, they tried to do an Elizabeth Taylor cereal called Cleo Pandas. They tasted like barbiturates and rich men. It was a real interesting flavor. They tasted like an air.
Barbiturates and rich men. You taste like rich men.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Barbiturates and rich men.
Somewhere in Brooklyn, there's a band naming themselves Barbiturates and Rich Men.
By the way, I thought that was the funniest thing of the whole night. When he hands him the flyer, my band's playing.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, Brandon, that was so great. That was so funny.
All you need is one good one.
That's it. They only remember the home runs.
That's right. Nobody remembers the GIDP.
Yep. Oh, sweet lemons.
Yeah,
sweet lemons.
I was thinking of the folly of eating a giant lemon before I go to sleep. You know, I'm not a big citrus Do you like orange juice in the morning, sir?
I like it all right.
Do you?
I usually have orange juice.
Me neither.
I might coffee. Have a grapefruit juice.
Really? I like grapefruit juice. Orange juice is never me.
Too sweet.
Get it for me.
Oh, look at this.
Okay.
Oh, we each get our own.
Oh, now we're talking.
There it is. You guys, normally these were just one for Doug and one for Karen, but you guys will have to double up.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure. There's two biscuits.
Here, we'll get some spoons, yeah.
Wow.
Want a fork or a spoon, Grant?
I'll
biscuits.
Pick
it. I love it. I'm such a Johnny Depp move.
I'm still doing cheese. Cheese
really
is amazing.
Be like him. Only in that movie, though.
Now, these are homemade biscuits with white vinegar-tossed strawberries.
Is that what she said?
Yes.
Did she ever?
And you've got the whipped cream is actually made out of buttermilk.
Oh, okay.
Here, I'm going to remove the mint from the area. That's right.
Get rid of that.
Yeah. Get right in there.
Oh, those are great.
Mmm. That's a light cream. Mm-hmm. That's a light cream right there, dog.
Oh, ridiculous. You gotta try some of that biscuit.
Did you just eat that biscuit?
I took the top part. There's a bottom part.
Bottom biscuit.
Well, should I just eat the top one then?
Yeah.
I like it.
That was crazy.
That movie actually had threatened sodomy as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
With a duck foot.
Threatened sodomy.
With a duck foot.
Murdering children?
Everything.
Yeah.
Tom Wilkinson, the Oscar winner, turned his guns. Or am I mistaking him for that other guy?
There was a lot of
madness.
Not since The Tourist have I put a Johnny Depp boycott in place for as long.
Wait, what was The Tourist?
The Tourist I could tolerate. Because there's some scenes you went, all right, a bunch of celebrities wanted to shoot something in Italy. Okay.
Well, I like the postcard part.
Right.
The Tourist was a spy movie with Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp that took place in Venice and whatnot, and there's lots of... He wears a tuxedo for some reason, and she's thin.
I think I'm done. I can't watch another movie. I'm done. I can't watch... I'm done with this guy.
How's Rum Diary? It's been in my Netflix queue for...
17 months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know I have a trigger on it.
He's trying to be... he's not showing like, oh, a young Hunter S. Thompson. He too many times he's trying to be like wacky. It's just that was the first movie where I was like, why does he think he like? Why does he keep trying to be so funny? And now he's just this. He's this. They've created this monster.
Sexy monster.
Oh, hello.
I feel the same way about Cameron Diaz.
Sexy monster.
No, who told her she's funny?
Well, there's a lot of people out there.
How'd you guys like the biscuit?
Love the
Very
biscuit.
Very delicious.
Crazy good.
Good stuff.
The buttermilk tasted like whipped cream.
Right.
And the strawberries are super sweet.
If I didn't have that pill, that cream wouldn't have tasted as sweet.
That's a tart. The strawberries would have tasted like vinegar.
Wow.
So oh, you soaked the strawberries in vinegar?
Yeah, white vinegar.
Just to confound us?
Dude, outstanding. Mm-hmm. You shifty little cook, you.
Well, that's our chef, Gary.
It'd be funny if these pills are bullshit and he's just injecting everything with sugar.
With sugar. You guys are all going to get diabetes.
This is all actually delicious food. It's not crap that's been changed by a pill.
No, we take pride in the first course was just to show you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody knows what a lime tastes like. Everybody knows what a lemon tastes like. And you're like, okay, we get it. It's sweet. So now that you know that your tongue is tasting that way,
mm-hmm.
we're going to prepare really awesome dishes with ingredients that don't normally go together to make dishes that would go together. This is a strawberry shortcake made with buttermilk and vinegar.
Wow. That's amazing.
Wow. Simply to perplex.
Yes. Let us get your gin and tonics and a virgin for you, for your next cocktail palate cleanser. And we're going to finish it off with that ice cream I've been talking about.
Great.
I'm excited.
Oh, my God. I thought we were finished.
No.
I thought that was... Yeah, this seemed like the piece. Whoa. Was
oh, Brad,
look
in there.
Oh, Lord. Hey,
thanks, buddy.
You would be so full.
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, brother.
Does it work for you? Gabe the Magician says it works for him.
Gabe does prestidigitation?
Mm-hmm. Can't believe you haven't had to sit through one of his tricks.
Gabe's tricks are wholesome.
Yeah, he set me and Eric Andre on fire. It's awesome.
Oh, nice.
Really unexpected. Oh, I gotta read some things. This Wednesday at 4:15 PST, go to youtube.com/DougBetson to watch the live version of Getting Doug with High. This week featuring two guests. So that's exciting. Houston, Cincy, Portland, I'm coming to you all this month. DouglasMovies.com for deets, dates, and links. iTunes comment. Is he coming yet? Okay, we can get this in. iTunes comment. Someone called Hot Dog Expert said, great episode with Zach. Love this show so much. What a great comment.
Lovely comment.
Very lovely. Katie Money is very happy that you said that.
Katie Money.
Hot dog expert.
What was that comment for?
For this show.
Oh, the
this
food.
Is a show, that what we're doing right now.
People I didn't are going to listen. Like
you thought the Bone
podcasts.
Zone was ridiculous. At least the Bone Zone, you know, has you guys all laughing and having a good time. At least you're not chewing into the microphone. I hope Karen gets well soon. What does he have?
I think just a cold. There's a cold going around.
There's a fake cold going around LA.
No, it's a fake one?
Yeah, yeah.
Mind over matter? Is that your deal?
Hey, it's just, you know, it's kind of like the kind of weather lately where you just want to hang out at your apartment. You know? And it's like, you know, other people have been using that cold excuse.
I don't think Karen would cancel this for an excuse. I think she's...
Is Karen not here?
All right, I'll save my last one for after
Oh,
this.
Yeah.
So Guinness, what is this? Guinness root beer floats.
Oh!
With sour
hero.
Ice cream.
You know, we had this every year at Christmas.
What you mean? Is there a virgin one? Or
without
no?
The pills.
Oh, no, there's this.
You just had the sour ice cream.
I can get you a scoop of the sour ice cream to try.
Sure.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, Graham can't have the Guinness, but I'll take one.
I'll take. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
This looks good.
I'm scared of that sour ice cream. I worry the pill's going to stop working in the middle of it. I'm going to be eating sour ice cream.
It wore off.
Ugh, sour ice cream.
The pills. They have no effect anymore.
How do you like it, Greg?
I think my pill's fading a little. It's not as sweet as it would have been. The biscuit was. The buttermilk was really tasted like Cool Whip. But this one is, I think maybe we've
broken through to the other side.
Yeah. It's actually, the Guinness tastes sweet still, but the sour ice cream's not as...
The sour ice cream doesn't taste sour to me, but it doesn't taste sweet either.
No, but the Guinness tastes sweet.
Guinness is good like this.
Yeah. Guinness is always...
The thing about Guinness,
Guinness is already... Oh, yeah. Ice cream tastes sour now.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Sour ice cream.
But when was your last pill, Graham? Good luck.
I take it every day so I don't get pregnant.
Is it sour ice cream or is it made it delicious?
It's a little sour. The pill is fading.
Yeah.
Would you like another pill or do you want to just try sour ice cream?
I'm going to try sour ice cream.
Couldn't you just like make
Graham would
a,
like sour ice cream.
Like a shellac out of the pill so you just paint it on your tongue?
We could.
Coat it.
That's a good...
it's kind of good,
some
though.
Some droppers.
Yeah. Like a tincture of it.
I just put it in a new one.
It's interesting. It tastes like... You know what it does? It tastes like ice cream that has, like, booze in it. Like bourbon or something like that.
Can I get a little of that in a cup like that?
Of course. Does anybody else want just...
No, I'm fine.
Because I just had a new pill, so it'll probably be more effective for me to try it.
Interesting. Yeah.
And...
He's eating a lot of it. He must like it.
Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, Graham.
Graham likes coconut water.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're a healthy guy.
I like a lot of weird food.
You don't eat meat.
I like a lot of weird food.
I like weird food.
You don't
weird
like coconut food water?
No, I like it fine, but he drinks that all day, every
day. Weird food.
Yeah.
Have you ever had Fresca?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that nutritious, but you know.
It's there.
I don't even know if they make Fresca anymore.
No, they do.
They do.
Yeah, it's
really? They make Tab, too, I think.
Really?
Tab, I almost
it's
bought
still
a Tab.
In the Tab? Those weird cans?
Yeah. At Gelson's, they have
of course Gelson's would have it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the nastiest shit.
Yeah. Wow, Tab. You can taste Tab.
You just taste the cancer-causing
sweetener. Yeah, Tab just tastes
that's
like
what made women thin in the 70s.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with the...
It was cancer.
All right, I'm going to try the sour ice cream. I'm trying the sour ice cream after just having a pill.
Okay.
Bunga! It makes it pretty not sour.
But it's not, like, sweet, right?
A backhanded
not really, no. I mean, it's close to sweet, but it's more like... Kind of brings it to vanilla level for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But do you taste that bourbony taste?
Yeah. Now you mention it.
So what is that? What is actually in this?
It is sour cream. Like sour cream and this this kind of Greek yogurt. Like a Greek yogurt.
Oh.
So that Greek yogurt is what gives it that kind of bourbony flavor.
Okay, and then you just mix it up and freeze it.
Yep. You know, the potato chips would be pretty good with this.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was really interesting.
Bring me more chips.
That was really good. Thanks, man.
Yeah, that's a crazy crazy food thing. So once he comes back, we'll just ask him to once again... Explain how this is going to be sold to the public.
And, that's it? You wrap
well,
it
what
up.
Happens is people walk into a room and they open their mouths and a shower is opened and miracle berry juice is sprayed upon them. Hopefully it hits the front part of your tongue because that's the part of your tongue that tastes good things.
Trix chips.
Yay. Are here. So basically when people come to the pop-up restaurant to try these things... they'll be before and after the movies that are playing here that one weekend.
That's right,
8th through the 10th, and then so what? How do people like? We didn't have to pay for any of this. Like, how do people purchase this experience?
Again, the Cine Family is obviously a nonprofit. We're always looking for ways to raise money.
I'll say I've been working here for 2 years.
GregProops.com.
That's what I'm talking about. Up high, bitch.
And so, yeah, we're going to have the patio open, and we're going to have a liquor license. We have a bar. We're going to be serving all these cocktails, and we're going to be charging for Miracle Berries. So you get a Miracle Berry, and then you'll have access to the first tasting menu, the cheeses, the fruits, and then you can purchase a Guinness float or a strawberry shortcake, which will all be donations that go towards the
Cine
Family.
I recommend all of it.
Yeah, so
you should try all of it. Yeah.
So it's going to be all for sale. It's everyone is going to be able to at least get a Miracle Berry and try a cocktail. And they're not easy to come by, these Miracle Berries. So It's actually really cool. We're going to make a whole to-do of the freeze-dried ice cream. We're going to see how we make it. It's very much a passion project to the Cine family.
And where do you get the Miracle Berries?
Secret.
You have to. And how many did you have total?
This guy be out
you have
of
to date rape a leprechaun.
I think we ate them all.
This is like everybody just be loading up on Miracle Berries and vinegar and sour
Guys,
cream.
We just ate all the Miracle Berries. There aren't enough left for the...
Pop-up is screwed.
Uh-oh.
Okay, so,
if they're Miracle Berries, then they'll reproduce spontaneously, right?
They're like tribbles.
Right. Well, we have one last thing for you guys.
Loaves
and fishes. It never ends. And then we have a special thing just for Doug, which is medicated. If anybody else wants one, let me know.
Oh, that sounds ridiculous.
You had me at medicated.
All right, so we'll get two of those?
Yes.
Three of those?
Two medicated? You want a medicated?
What are we having?
A medicated something.
I'll have a bite. I'm not going to go, yeah, sure.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Probes say probes.
I got to go to the gym after this show.
Yeah. Do they have a pill that'll
make
my fat ass look
sweet? Yeah. I'm going to.
You don't need
hours.
A pill for that, Buttercup.
These berries make laughter sweeter as well.
Aww.
These berries make everything better.
They do.
I want to raise ducks. You know what I'm afraid of now? I'm afraid of... I used to see rabbits, and I didn't think they were carnivorous and ate either other rabbits. But after this movie tonight, I feel like I can never...
We learned a lot, like scorpions travel in packs.
Yes.
Crawl on your face and don't strike you.
And if you go to a museum and an exhibit gets up and gives you a spiel, like an old vaudeville comic, don't report it to the authorities in any way.
Get a security guard.
Yeah.
Just listen to what he has to say and let him disappear.
Yeah. For a year at the end of the movie.
Nope.
I can't believe that shot was at the end of the movie. That there was a 5-minute shot of the star of the movie walking away from the camera.
It makes no
sense. It was definitely not him.
Oh, no, it wasn't him. It was Murray the Grip, but I mean...
Now, the guys who made that movie, though, aren't, like, dumb guys.
No, they made all the Pirates movies.
They had to know that was, like...
I mean, they had like, the technical expertise to pull off all those big action sequences. Yeah.
But when they saw the final product, were they, like, high-fiving each other, like, this is going to be huge? Or were they like, this sucks?
I don't know. I think sometimes at that level where there's that much money involved, I think everyone's just like, yeah, this is great.
It's like poison. They all take it.
Yeah, they all take it. And no one's... There's too much at stake for one or two people to go, whoa, 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 this blows.
Yeah.
The actors are having fun hamming it up.
Right.
You know?
You'd have thought when they saw the dailies, the morbidity would have seeped through and they'd have been like, this isn't going to play to the kids.
It's going to play to anybody.
No.
I bet you if somebody did say that or mention it, then Johnny just squashed it. Like, I bet you he just went, no, this is great. I'm on fire.
Yeah.
And everyone went, yeah, you're right, Johnny. It was funny. Oh.
Can't wait to see
also,
what he does next.
There was a Bruckheimer logo at the beginning of the movie and at the end of the movie.
Uh-huh.
Does that always happen?
The Bruckheimer bookend.
Yeah.
It's a Hollywood thing.
The Bruck book?
The Bruckheimer button hook. It came back on you because it snoodled.
Front to back, Bruck.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
This is the only Bruckheimer movie that hasn't had the song Sweet Home Alabama in it. And I think that's the deficiency of this movie. All other
Could've
ones.
Used that. Yeah.
If someone had danced on a bar, I'd have liked it gooder. That was the only thing missing, in fact. There was a girl on a swing. Mm-hmm. And there was every manner of perversion, which is what really threw me. Perversion.
The movie's off-putting. Like it's, I'm physically uncomfortable after watching it.
It made prostitution not fun. It made racism not fun. It ruined everything I like.
Rabbits not fun.
I mean, who doesn't
serious.
Like...
Serious, we should have taken these pills and then watched it. It would have been sweeter.
You know, it wasn't that. It was similar to Hook, another movie that we watched here a few weeks ago or a few months ago, where it's like, you know, kind of like a little narrative and then crazy stuff. And no motivation.
And a lot of hammy acting.
Yeah, a lot of hammy acting.
Yeah, they just
acting.
Strung together a bunch of, like, big, crazy set pieces. Like, the scene will be great, and then we'll just let Johnny go. And it's just like, God...
The werewolf thing makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Like, it completely...
It makes as much sense as carnivorous rabbits.
Yeah. Well, that's why they keep talking
organized
about...
Organized scorpions.
Well, they keep talking about, oh, we're making these silver bullets and...
Oh, fuck. What was wrong with the original, by the way? I'm old-fashioned. I actually remember what the plot of The Lone Ranger is. He gets in a shootout, and they all get killed, and he's the last one who lives. Yeah. They're not buried or anything like that. They get in a shootout with bad guys, and so he takes it upon himself to avenge them forever and ever.
Right.
By wearing the mask, and he's faithful and
friend. He's the last surviving
ranger. He's kind of a Batman, yeah. You know,
yeah.
He's the last surviving ranger. That's why he's the Lone... And then when he goes, "Hi, it's over at the end," and Antonio goes, "Don't do it. No, please,
no,
come
no,
on
no,
with please.
Please.
What do we got?
What's, we got our second to last. Okay. It is basically our miracle tripping version of an apple pie.
Oh.
Ooh. So.
What do we need? Like forks?
Forks, spoons, knives, hands, spoons, mouths.
Berries.
Great.
Berries. Oh, so it's got like actual apple slices in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then some kind of crusty kind of stuff. You're gonna tell us what it is after we eat it?
Yes. Let me go ask the chef. Hold on.
Gary.
That's good.
It's not bad. It's
mine's
not,
made of LST.
It doesn't taste like apple pie to me, but
is this the
little bit.
The special one that's full of?
I think you guys got sour ice cream on too.
Oh yeah, they did.
Right?
Yeah, we do.
So the crispy crunchies are buttermilk biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Kind of makes them gives it more of them more of a cracker consistency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's apple pie-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Have you ever thought of doing a podcast, one of these podcasts, but lying, just making believe you're eating stuff? Like, nobody would know.
We still have to have somebody come in and talk about it like they know.
Yeah, have a liar come in.
Do you know where we get one of those in this town?
One of the Joshes you brought up.
Just hire a liar.
That made me laugh so hard. Yeah. Meeting with guys named Josh.
Oh, damn it.
A room full of Joshes. We love your idea, Brandon. We see someone else doing it. Someone who's better and more popular than you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alright.
Uncle. So there's one more thing?
One more thing, which is the medicated thing. Oh, we're heating right. up our...
And do you have unmedicated versions of that?
We do. Well, we can make one.
This is called an unmedicated dab. But
it's less interesting, unmedicated. It's just cotton candy. Mm. But we've infused it, so it's pot and candy.
Love it.
And so...
give me some of that pot and pandy.
The pot and pandy machines are heating up.
Okay.
And we're going to get some right now. But we're also, at the event, are going to have savory cotton candy. We'll have bacon and sour cream and onion curry... flavored cotton candy. Oh. So please come back on Friday and Saturday and Sunday and check it out because it's going to be amazing.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We're gonna we'll eat the medicated things after the show's over.
My apple pie had Molly in it. I feel really weird right now.
We should wrap it up. Thank you, Greg Proops. Thank you, Brendan Walsh. Thank you, Graham Elwood. Thank you, Katie Money. Thoughts and prayers go out to Karen Anderson. For being ill tonight. And
get better, Karen.
As always, bon appetit, mother effers.
Snow peas, brie cheese, our plates are clean. We dined with Doug and Karen.
I like dining with Doug and Mommy.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.